What is the nature of making a bracha rishona? For example, a shakal or something else on a drink or food. Is it just a mitzvah? In other words, the Torah says, or the rabbi said rather, that you have a mitzvah to make a bracha before you eat. Or do you get an aveira, like an iser, the rabbanon, if you don't make the bracha? So the Sefer Seder Bracha suggests an important nafkamina. For example, if someone is in an ones situation where you can't make a bracha, for example, you're in an unsneas area, or there's a bad odor, are you allowed to eat without a bracha? If there's just a mitzvah to make a bracha, so we say an ones, you know, something, some unforeseen or some situation which prevents you from making a bracha, therefore it would suspend the mitzvah. But if it's an iser, if you get an avera, if you eat without a bracha, then you should probably have to wait it out. It's not pikuach and efesh over. You just wait an hour until you're out of this uncomfortable or unsneas situation, and then you can make the bracha. So the Gemara in Brachos seems, when it queries what the source of the bracha rishona, has a whole back and forth, and it concludes that it's a svara, that how can a person's forbidden to benefit from this world without making a bracha? And from this lashon of the Gemara, it sounds like it is an iser. Similarly, the Gemara says it's usser for a person to eat without making a bracha, because it's ki'ilu mal. It's as if he stole or he did this aver of mi'ila. So therefore, that also sounds like it's an iser. The Ber Halacha himself points out that if someone's in the bathroom, and you're not allowed to drink, obviously, in the bathroom without a bracha, and you can't make a bracha in the bathroom, so it's kind of like a case of ones, but it's not full ones, because you can leave, and even if it was ones, there's no hetter to eat without a bracha, because it's not just a mitzvah, it's like you're doing an iser. So here you see the Ber Halacha says very clearly that it is an iser. Similarly, the Gilyon HaShas on Tosos, on Yud Beis and Aleph and Brachos, says that we don't say suffik brachos lahakel. In other words, if you're unsure if you made a bracha by a shahako, or you're not sure if you have to repeat the bracha for whatever suffik, we would say suffik brachas lakel. For the rabban and brachas, you don't repeat the bracha again, lest you say God's name in vain. But over here, says the Gilyon HaShas's version of Tosos, or understanding of Tosos, since it's an iser to eat without a bracha, we therefore go l'chumra, and you must make a new bracha. So all these poskim and Gemaras sound like it is an iser. On the other hand, the Prima Gadim says that a Baal Keri, someone who has a nocturnal emission, makes brachos, at least in the time of the Gemara, after he eats, but not before he eats. Now, this obviously doesn't apply today because we don't really have the Baal Keri din, but in the time of the Gemara, you would not make any brachos before you eat. So the question is, why is he permitted to eat without a bracha? Isn't it an iser to eat without a bracha? So the answer is no, it's just a mitzvah, it's not an iser, and therefore we suspend it in the case of Baal Keri. Similarly, the Seder Brachos brings a proof from the Gemara in Brachos that Paulim, workers, may eat without a bracha because if they don't, it's going to be bittul. They're going to waste time when they're on someone else's dime, which is their employer. So you see that this leniency works. They don't have to. They're allowed to eat without a bracha. Works if it's a mitzvah, not an iser. Similarly, the Seder Brachos brings a proof from an onin, someone whose parent dies, and now he, or another close relative dies, so he eats without a bracha. You know, an onin doesn't make a bracha. Why? Maybe you should have to fast for those few hours. Answer is, we're willing to suspend this mitzvah of making a bracha in a time of onin. But if it was an iser, we would not suspend it. So you see, all these proofs seem to prove that it is a mitzvah. The Shalmei Nisan, Nissim Kaplan, points out that Rashi seems to agree that it's a mitzvah, because on the Gemara that it says if you eat without a bracha, it's as if you're stealing. So what are you stealing? I would have thought you're stealing the food. But Rashi says you're gazal hakash baruch hu es berchaso. You steal Hashem's bracha, implying that it's not an iser of stealing food. There's a mitzvah to make a bracha. And if you don't make that bracha, so you're stealing, quote-unquote, the bracha, but it's not like a pure avera. So you see you have this machlokas about if it's an iser or if it's a mitzvah. So how do we reconcile this? So Sefer Brachos wants to say that really there are two aspects. There's a svara d'araisa. There's like this logical reason to make a bracha, even without a pasuk. And this is an iser. In other words, it makes sense. You could have a svara which creates an iser. How can you dare you eat without, you know, making a bracha and removing this prohibition? And that's what the Gemara means, which says ki'ul mal, it's as if you're mal. However, the rabbis also created a mitzvah d'rabbanan, which is that, you know, you really should make this bracha. And therefore, all these different gemaras, which seem to indicate opposite outcomes are really focusing on different aspects. The Gilui Nashas, who says it's an Isser, is referring to a Svara Daraisa. But the Onen or the worker, are who may eat without a bracha, is referring to the mitzvah. Another way to say this is kind of like a Chefetz Gavra, that the Gavra, Buddha, they may eat without a bracha because they're physically putter, and they're putter from the mitzvah, so they don't have an Isser at all. It's another way to say it. And this also explains, says the Gvur Sitzik, what halacha is, that you must go to Talmud Chacham to learn Hilchas Brachas. What do you mean? What if the one Hilchas Brachas just say Shahakol? Shahakol takes away the Isser? No, because it's not just removing the Isser. You also have this extra mitzvah upon you to make the proper bracha, and therefore you have to learn each and every bracha.